This Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI launched an appeal at the end of his general audience in a sign of support and solidarity with the Church in China.
Raccomando alle preghiere vostre e dei cattolici di tutto il mondo la Chiesa in Cina.
Speaking to an estimated 8,000 pilgrims in the Paul VI Audience Hall, the Pope said, "I commend to your prayers and to those of Catholics throughout the world the Church in China, which, as you know, is going through a particularly difficult time." He continued by asking the Blessed Virgin Mary, help of Christians, to sustain all the Chinese bishops, whom he said are so dear to me, so that they may courageously bear witness to their faith, placing all their hope in the Saviour, whom we are awaiting. Pope Benedict concluded his appeal by entrusting all the Catholics of China through the Virgin's intercession, so they may be able to live an authentic Christian life in communion with the Universal Church, contributing in this way also to the harmony and common good of their noble people.
Most Holy Father, among those present today from China, a group of faithful from mainland China.
Pope Benedict's appeal followed a catechesis centered on having faith in divine providence, even when it seems that evil prevails. This week, in his series of great female figures from the Church in the Middle Ages, the Holy Father's gaze came to rest on a very English saint, revered by Catholic and Anglicans alike, Julian of Norwich.
Julian is best known for her book, Revelations of Divine Love, which recounts 16 visions or showings which she received during a grave illness.
Considered one of the greatest English mystics, little is known of Julian's life aside from her writings. She was known to have lived during the 13th and 14th centuries, a time of great turbulence for the Church, rocked by a schism following the return of the popes from Avignon, and for her own country, which was at war with France. Even her name is uncertain, the name Julian coming from the Church of St. Julian in Norwich, where she was a hermit and mystic. Pope Benedict continued that Julian's writings exude an optimism grounded in the certainty that we are loved by God and protected by his providence.
As Julian says, in speaking of God's power to bring good out of evil, all will be well, and every kind of thing will be well. Like so many holy women in every age, in spite of her withdrawal from the world, Julian became a much-sought spiritual guide.
The Holy Father concluded with the hope that in our own lives, we may be able to draw profit from Julian's teaching that God is love, which transforms our lives, bringing joy and peace to our hearts, and through us to all those around. I'm Emer McCarthy.